bull hide, cow hide factory would be using those, that size paddle vat. They could also use them for the sheepskins too, but they're usually a smaller vat. They weren't as big as that. That's a large one. Mm-hmm. I think that's more of the same picture. These are cast iron flanges for the paddle tub, for the paddle reel, the head of the reel, which you can't see in that photograph. And that's a line shaft bearing, where in the buildings, some of the old factories, you would have a shaft would be driven by a motor from one end. It would hang from a ceiling and run machinery, all different machines, all through the factory. Well, that would be one of the bearings. Would have lead in, put inside of it, and then it would have a felt wick, and there'd be a hole in the top that you'd pour oil in, and the felt would hold the oil and to lubricate the shaft as it's running through. That's a wheel, cast iron wheel for the horses. We would get them from the foundry and drill them out. And this would be machined at a machine shop. We didn't do the machining. This is a pinion gear for a drive on a tanning drum with a big gear on the side of it. It was very noisy, all day long. This here, you might get some old timers that, this is a 1940 photograph of a lot of the leather people. Where that happened, I don't know where that was taken. It says it there, but I'm not sure where that is.
Tannery Guild, May 17th to 19th, 1940.
Have you seen anything like that before?
I haven't seen this picture.
I don't know if there's anything on the back that might tell you.
Campion Hall. It looks blank.
Yeah.
These would be owners?
I think so.
Yeah. They look like owners.
Yeah. this is a working tanning drum. This is, of course, it's, pretty ugly looking. But where you have the drive with that first photo I showed you there, it didn't have the drive set up yet.
Mm-hmm.
They just had those. That's where this one here, it would have a sprocket. You can see it on the side there. That bull gear there drove that sprocket.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a leather. There's an electric motor in the ceiling, a big one hanging in the ceiling here. It's driving that shaft right here.
Mm-hmm.
Now this shaft here is allowing two drums to turn. There's a leather belt turning this one and a leather belt turning that one. And there's this stick right here. You can see that, barely see that stick. That was what they call a shipper bar. They wanted to stop that drum. They pushed the belt onto that pulley, which it's on now. It's called the idle pulley. And this one here would be the drive pulley. So when they wanted to start up, they just shift the belt over and it starts turning the drum. They could do that. Each one of them had its own shipper bar. So that would be, they could have that on the machine in this tannery all the way down the wall.
What year was this picture taken, you think?
I would say 50s, 40s, 50s.
Okay. And did that modernize how they would, did they ever go to switches?
No, Remus Industries on Linfield Street had a lot of these.
Mm-hmm.
This could have come out of Remus, I don't know, but... When they modernized, they went to a drive shaft overhead with belts running on the outside of the wheel. That was a more modern version. That was a very noisy, rumbly drive, but it was simple.
Yeah. Well, combined with what looks like a very messy environment, it must not have been enjoyable.
And that's a... That would be a chain sprocket drive for the paddle tub that you saw on the side. I think this is just a duplicate of that picture. Maybe. Oh, Dover, New Hampshire. Okay, that was probably taken in New Hampshire, in a New Hampshire tannery. There was we did a lot of tanneries in Maine, New Hampshire. Maybe some in Vermont, but you might, I don't